Well, I'll go Will Anderson on your ass here in a second. In the 50s here. But no, caller number 4-713-572-4610. Your chance to win a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Texans training camp. You can be a winner right now. Tyler will take care of you. Caller number 4. I know practice, I believe, is open to the public on Saturday coming up. Mm. But a lot of times during
Saturday practice, huh?
Saturday practice. It's going to be a little warm now. But this is a year, Clint, we've talked about it. You got a chance where it'll be fun to check out guys like Higgins you haven't seen. Check out guys like Noel you haven't seen. See what kind of plays they make. See some guys who have taken some steps forward, potentially. See what maybe Brevin Jordan looks like coming out this year. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, new players. So there's going to be a lot of things that people are going to be able to watch that's new. Nick Cayley that's new. There's going to be a lot there. So it should be a fun, fun potential camp being able to see these guys for the first
time. Yeah, look, I think for a lot of people, which this is the you know, where I'm from, is getting an opportunity to go watch an NFL franchise in training camp and be up close, because you get up close, real up close and personal with all the players right there. I mean, that's just an experience of a lifetime. I mean, I remember going to I didn't have the luxuries of doing this. Folks just didn't have the ability to do that. But I did get a chance to come to 2 Houston Oilers games back in the day in person. And I remember like it was yesterday. And this kind of opportunity, man, to come watch these guys practice up close and personal for just your casual fans, your kids, your parents, your get out of the house type fans. I think it's going to be awesome. And then, as you mentioned, you know, there's some fans out there that are a little bit more invested in this thing and are up to speed on every signing, every new face, every rookie. How likely are those particular players to play and make the team and be impact players? And obviously there's a lot there in that category to watch as well if you're watching that kind of depth.
Yeah, so it should be fun. Our guy Ace. Tyler said Ace Ventura.
I said it was Ace, not Ventura, but our guy Ace. Yeah.
Ace is a winner. Ace is a winner. It's a bit scary how much of that movie I know.
Same.
Very scary.
Wano Bowls.
I crushed, like, all the fast parts, got them by heart. Haven't seen it in years. Got them by heart.
Collect the whole set.
And he comes to the door and he says, "What do you know about Ray Finkel?" I've got that entire part memorized. Anyway, congratulations to Ace. He is our 3 o'clock winner. We will do it again. 4 o'clock hour. 4 o'clock hour and 5 o'clock hour. Every single hour today, you have a chance to win tickets to go out and check out your Texans. VIP tickets. What do you think the VIP means?
It's our Sports Radio 610 VIP tent.
Yeah, oh, you got a tent. Yeah, ooh, you got a cover,
that,
too.
That top deck, baby.
That top deck, okay.
That's clutch with that sun out there.
Yo, you ain't lying. That's a big deal there. So come on out and enjoy things. All right, that team up 45, they're actually in California, Clint, and they have already started training camp, which means that Jerry Jones has started to just be Jerry Jones. And Jerry Jones, for no reason, would you say Dak and Micah Parsons are his two premier players, I would say, at least most popular players. CeeDee Lamb's in there as well. Yeah. But those are his two guys. And obviously he just signed Dak, who has the highest per year contract in the game, and he is about to sign, which most people leave Micah Parsons to, what I would imagine will be the highest non-quarterback contract. He'll probably pass T.J. Watt coming up when he does it. But they get into training camp, and he was posed several questions, this one in particular, about how he is and how he goes about contracts of this magnitude with players like this. And then this is where he decides to take it on his own.
The other thing I would say is contracts are 4 or 5 years, okay? There's a lot of water under the bridge if you step out there and do something in the first 2 or 3. You can get hit by a car, seriously. And so there's a lot to look at over a lot of years that could make a big difference. Have you ever heard of any clubs committing to players and then they didn't pan out after they committed to them? We have.
There's Jerry.
Jerry
acts like he's randomly talking about just the state of the league and handing out contracts. He's literally talking about the guy that he needs to be his leader on defense and the guy he just made the highest paid quarterback in the game.
Clint, hit by a car.
And he was not shoved into this.
No, he's willing.
This is not one, well, guys, he was asked a question about. No one told him to take it into to get hit by a bus or you ever signed some players that didn't pan out? We have.
He also
later just flat mentions Dak's name. Just, you know, we've had a player last year who missed several games. Dak Prescott. And we had just signed him.
I don't have time to have a bad time.
We know you don't. By the way, the best Texan of all time, arguably J.J. Watt, he responded, and Micah Parsons retweeted it. He said, boy, anytime you can publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously right before the season begins, you got to take it. Nothing makes a guy want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that he got hurt while fighting for you.
Come on, J.J.
Michael Parsons then retweets it out there. Clint, you know the man. That man signed you. That man hunted you down. That man's made calls to you. You worked for him. You played for him. Now, I know it's a few years and maybe Jerry's a little older than in the 2000s. But what is his end game here? What is he trying to accomplish? And really, is this a big deal to you for the players?
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's a huge deal for the Cowboys. Look, I think because you can add to Jerry's comments there, you can also add as a side note here, cornerback Trevon Diggs is answering questions that hurt my feelings. That he's answering questions about the Cowboys deciding to dock him $500,000 for working out on his own instead of with the team this offseason.
Oh, it hurt his feelings.
So it hurt his feelings, right? I mean, Jerry, this is a Cowboy issue. You start training camp. Like what? You start training camp over here with the Texans? It is going to be all ball. It is going to be all ball. Barring some one-off something with this Ward or something, you know, it is going to be all ball for the guys that matter.
What's your point?
And instead, you've got comments about Dak Prescott, which I think Dak is going to wear those comments and just keep it moving. Micah Parsons retweeting J.J. Watt stuff, right? By the way, on the Micah Parsons front, Ed Warder just retweeted this. Micah Parsons said his agent, David Mulugeta, has reached out to the Cowboys front office and specifically Adam Persifka, but things aren't moving on extension talks. So you're dealing with that, and then all of a sudden over here on the side, you got your corner that you need to be the best player in your secondary, not working out with the team and answering questions about how you find him because he wasn't working out with the team. This is typical Cowboys. It's just it's not the focus is not on football. And you can't tell me that it doesn't – they'll downplay it, but you can't tell me that it doesn't leak into the locker room and become a distraction.
I think there's one part – because everybody's not the same. I think Dak has mastered this. And for the Cowboys' sake, you hope Micah's thinking the same mindset. Like, we know that he's going to pay Micah Parsons. Just like we knew he was going to pay C.D. Lamb, and he knew he was going to pay Dak, but he just got to do stuff like
this. Don't tell me what I'm saying.
Like he just got to do stuff this. And like if you're Micah, but I feel like Micah's different than Dak in his mindset. But if you're Micah, you just got to look at this and like, okay, all right, old man going to just got to be the old man. But I don't give a damn as long as he go ahead and makes me the highest paid non-quarterback and defensive player out there. As long as he takes me on over T.J. Watt, that's all that matters. And for him, he's watched him do this to Dak and go ahead and pay Dak. He's watched him do this to CeeDee Lamb and then go ahead and pay CeeDee Lamb. So that, but clearly Michael, you know, retweeting J.J. Watt, yeah, I feel like Mike is a little bit more sensitive to that and maybe there may be more problems. But I do think it is a good sign that Micah Parsons is continuing to be at camp. I'm surprised that he's not sitting that sucker out. And
if they don't get a deal done, I bet he don't finish camp.
You don't think? Oh yeah,
there it was. Glory hole.
It's got to be close, right, for him to be there, be doing that because it makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know. I mean, it's just. I mean, they're fighting in camp. Jerry's spouting off in the press.
You can get hit by a car.
Diggs' feelings are hurt.
He better get out of the way of them fights, though.
His poor widow feelings are hurt.
Don't get them knees or them ankles tangled up for yourself.
Yeah,
get yourself in any trouble.
Storyline after storyline. I can tell you that right there. It's boys in Dallas ain't never at a loss for words. That's for damn sure.
You get hit by a car.
All right, which space cowboy that we see on the diamond with the Astros right now has real staying power? We got guys to pick from. The most recent, Bryce Matthews, has a monster game last night for the Astros. Ron's got a strong opinion on this guy. We'll talk about that next right here on Sports Radio 610.